Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Diva Strategies for Success. I am so excited today because I have an amazing guest all the way from Canada. We're going to talk about the 100 Shades of Entrepreneurship, Lighting the Entrepreneur in Her, authored and presented by Lori Davis. Let me tell you about this amazing woman because she is so talented. Lori Davis owned and operated her first business at the age of 12. That means she now has 60 years of experience as an entrepreneur. Although taking time out to receive her education, then to go back into the school system to teach for 15 years, Lori always has had a business on the go. 2022 marks her 30th year in her present business. Lori has developed, backed up with hard copy curriculum, over 500 educational workshops that have been specifically designed to support individuals with healing, learning, personal, and professional development. In 2002, Lori embraced VOIP technology when it first became available to the public. She has 20,000 hours under her belt delivering her workshops virtually. Lori also has been broadcasting for 25 years, everything from mainstream radio to now hosting her own TV show 5 days a week. In 2021, Lori was invited to participate in a compilation book along with 34 other international entrepreneurs entitled Ignite the Entrepreneur. The book reached international best-selling status in the first hour of its launch in eight different categories. Seeing the great need for a content-rich learning experience for those just getting started, or even for seasoned entrepreneurs, Lori has offered 100 workshops to be launched that have been launched for those wanting a veteran mentor to share what she has come to know. This is a rare opportunity that will save you time and money. And one of the ways you can get a hold of Lori is call her directly at 780-566-2340. Welcome, Lori. I am so happy to have you as a guest today. How are you?
My gosh, Robbie, thank you so much for having me on the show. Like many other women, I'm sure, who are in business, while you were reading that, I was going, Was this really me?
Well, it is you.
Yes. Yes,
well,
it is. Thank you for having me.
What inspired you to be part of the compilation book, Ignite the Entrepreneur? I read the book. It's amazing.
Well, you know, COVID hit us all very hard, and especially us in the service industry. And I had an opportunity. My publisher lives like about an hour and a half away from me. And I got an email saying, perhaps this is something you would consider. So during COVID, I was not that busy. So I said, okay, I'll do it.
Beautiful. It's a beautiful book. So tell me about your first business. God, you've had so many, but each one of them have been amazing.
Well, in 1962, my dad lost his job. You know, that golden handshake when there were no severance packages, there was no compensation, and my dad had been an accountant for a big steel company for years, and they closed their doors, and he was out of a job, and all of a sudden, I'm realizing my family's struggling to even put food on the table, so I went to my dad, who was my hero, and I said, Dad, I can help, and he said, how can you help? You're 12. I said, well, I'm going to make some flyers. I'm going to put one in every mailbox on my street because I can babysit. If there's an emergency, you and Mom are here. I can clean house. I can walk dogs. I can feed cats. And I'm going to see what I can do. And so I actually took some colored pencils and paper and did my own marketing, and that was my first business.
Wow. Let's talk about your existing business as you celebrate 30 years this year.
Yes. 30 years ago, I met my soulmate, my partner, Ron Davis, and when I met him, probably the only person in the world that ever said to me, "Robbie, so what do you want?" How many of us actually have somebody say that to us as women? What do you want? Right? And he said, "What do you want to do now?"
I don't think anybody said that to me at all.
Yeah, especially a romantic partner, right?
Right.
I said, "Well, you're the first person, so let me see. What do I want?" I said, "Well, I'd like to own and operate my own private training company." And he said, "Well, let's do it." I said, "I want to do school my way." He said, "Well, let's do it then." And we did.
Wow, that is amazing. So what do you find are the top three qualities that one needs to stay in business for 30 years, as you've done?
Well, let me see. I would say to become unstoppable. So in other words, you don't let, and Robbie, you're in my same boat, my girl. You're here too. Just don't let what anybody has to say distract you. That would be number one. People who have their own opinion. I mean, I don't know how many people I've had try to tell me how to run my business, and they weren't even in my business. So not to pay attention to those. I'm sure you've had the same thing with GSFE, Robbie, people telling you how to run it. Oh, my God.
Right.
You know, and I just stopped paying attention. I said, "You know what? You're not in my business. You don't know anything about me. I don't care if you don't think my workbooks aren't fancy schmancy. This is what works." So that would be the first thing. Not let anybody tell you how to run your own business, because you know the most. Like GSFE is your baby. Self-worth is my baby. It's like a child, and you take care of it that way. So that would be number two. You take care of your business like it's your child. And anybody that's going to mess with my baby is going to meet Mother Bear, if you know what I mean. And number three would be just trusting my own decisions and trusting God, trusting the universe, that I will always be looked after. Even when things look dark or negative, there's always a gift in there. And I just always look for the gift.
Yeah, that's great. After receiving your publication, Ignite the Entrepreneur, you decided to take things a step further. Tell us what that next step is.
Well, when the books came out, I was so impressed. First of all, our publisher, you know, and this book was published during COVID. And, you know, shipping was expensive and everything. But I trusted my publisher, JBO, and she's an amazing person. And she's like an hour and a half away from me. So when I got the book, I thought, this is really a textbook. This is 35 international male and female entrepreneurs. And I thought, wow, this is like a textbook. You know, you can go to university and take a master's in business administration, or you can take a business degree. But really, where do you go to learn how to be an entrepreneur? And so I called JB, and I said, JB Owen is her name. I said, "JB, do I have your permission to use our book as a textbook? Because I want to back it up with some workshops." And she said, "Lori, whatever you want to do, my girl, you go right ahead." So I spent 2 days, Robbie, 2 days, pulling from the book and my materials and what I have in place, and I created 100 workshops for entrepreneurs. And I have a substantial group of people in there right now, and just this morning they told me, this is like a university degree in entrepreneurship.
Wow, that's amazing. So who are the best candidates to attend the one-year mentoring package? And tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, I think the best people, the best candidates are people who are either thinking about having a business. Maybe you're already in business, but you're stuck. You don't seem to be able to get past a certain place. Or you're a seasoned entrepreneur and you understand the importance of education. So I think, you know, it crosses the board that way, Robbie, that it could be a variety of people. And so some of the workshops that are in place in the 100 are things like the 7 essential ingredients for effective communication. Well, most of my clients could only ever name one or two. Breaking down the cycle of fear. So many of us set up fears and we're afraid. We don't trust our own judgment or decisions. Another one could be, another one I just did was the energy of money and how it blocks cash flow when you're worrying about it and how to get over that. My dominant leadership style, balancing family and business, connecting to my resources, finding the right team players, that's important. How to develop a 90-day business plan, branding myself, getting organizational systems in place. These are just, I'm just running across the board. I've even got workshop 75. Robbie, what do you think of this one? Jesus went global and he did not have a website.
I love it. Love it.
Right?
I've looked at some of them. They're powerful. Each one is powerful. And the thing is, you've done all the work. So once they learn how to do it, they can be right in business doing workshops immediately.
Right
once
away.
Once they've taken, you know, completed the training.
That's right. That's right. You know, the 5 A's of a business relationship, it just goes on. And it's just, the reason it didn't take me a long time was because I just pulled from what I had already developed in the last 30 years. So there's lots of credibility there.
That sounds good. So what is the cost and how can people sign up for the workshops and where can they go to see the different workshops you have? You must have them on a website or some information.
Yes.
So how does...
Yes, of course. I have to tell you, to be really upfront with you, I found it really difficult to put a price tag on it because with COVID and people losing their businesses and... You know, like things are different. So I thought, okay, what do I need to do here so that it can be affordable? So I decided, okay, I'm going to charge $3,000 for a one-year package. And I have very generous payment plans on the table. Because I thought, you know what? If I needed to go back to school right now and become a massage therapist, what would that cost me? If I decided to go get my law degree, what's that going to cost me? If I was to go back to school and take accounting, what would that cost me? And I'm a firm believer in education, and I know that knowledge costs money and it has value. So I did a lot of research. I didn't see anything out there that would offer such a comprehensive package on how to go back to school and learn how to be an entrepreneur. So I thought, okay, I'm going to structure this up. It's $3,000 for the year. You come to your classes 2 hours a week. We offer a once-a-month networking opportunity where you can come with every other person in the workshops and do business. It wasn't like a social club. It's to do business. And then I threw in, you know, an autographed copy of the book and all that. So those are the costs. And if people would like a list of all 100 workshops, all they have to do is email me at thelauriedavis, L-A-U-R-I-E, davisshow@gmail.com, or message me on Facebook, Lori H. Davis. And then I can email you out a list of all 100 workshops, when we meet, the rules of engagement, payment options, et cetera. Anybody
can sign up. And they can sign up contacting you as well, right?
Yes, contact me directly. And what I'm doing, Robbie, is I'm rotating the workshops. So you can step in on Workshop 22. It's okay. You don't have to start at the beginning. So I rotate them so that you can step in at any time. And by the time you're finished your mentorship, you will have had all 100. One doesn't build on the other. Like, I don't have to have workshop number one in order to do workshop number two.
I see.
It's rotational.
They all stand alone on themselves and give great information and great training.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You've been an entrepreneur for a total of 60 years. Do you think people are born with that desire, or is it something we can learn?
I think both. I know that, you know, my entrepreneurial fire was on fire early in the game, but I also know that you can learn how to become an entrepreneur if you have the right mentorship. So I think it's both. It's like I gave this example today because today our workshop was on the difference between a gift and a talent. So a gift is something you came with. So let's say Mozart, he went to the piano at 5 and he played blah, blah, blah. But then I, as an adult, learned how to play the piano. Is it a gift? No, but I knew how to do it. That's a talent. So I think it's either or. I know that you may come with never being happy, being an employee, and you're struggling with that. You're going, oh, my gosh, I've had so many jobs. I never liked any of them. And maybe that's because you're not supposed to have a job. Or you're retiring from a job, and you go, gee, I'm not ready to retire. I want to do something else on my own, work from home. You can learn how to do that. So I think you know, it's both.
That's great. How did COVID impact you and your business, and what advice would you give to others facing challenges?
COVID almost killed me. And I will say this. If it had not been for you and GSFE, you were my saving grace. Because my main stream of income was bringing people in for retreat work. Well, when COVID arrived, I was no longer allowed to bring anybody in. All right. I've been online since 2002. Didn't matter. If I'm a single mom during COVID and I needed to pay my light bill or go to a workshop, Robbie, what do you think I'm going to do?
Pay the light bill.
Thank you. So I was pretty much ready to retire. I thought, okay, we're done. You know, this isn't going to go anywhere. I didn't really believe that, but that's how I felt at the time, because all of a sudden I'm no longer in business. And I could have gone down as one of those statistics where 250 million businesses have gone under during COVID. And I could have been that statistic. But I met the beautiful Angeline Benjamin in another networking situation. She introduced me to GSFE, the Global Society of Female Entrepreneurs. She introduced me to you. And I have to say, and I will say this out loud and clear, my $50 investment as a member of GSFE, I haven't calculated the return on that, but I will tell you it would exceed anybody's imagination. And you girls saved me. I have to tell you that right now on your show in front of our GSFE members. I'll be talking about that when we do our launch, because now, Robbie, Canada is opening up, and that's my gift back to you.
Oh, I love it. I love it. There's so many people, you know, the whole thing is about helping women, and I you're fabulous, going to be a fabulous director. You've been a co-director for a while, and now I'm just excited that you're taking the reins and you're going to bring in Canada. I think I'm just
so excited about that. I want to ask you, what advice would you give some of the others facing challenges? Because, you know, not everybody is as strong as you and never gives up. Sometimes they feel like it's the end for them. Mm-hmm. So what advice would you give them?
Well, I would say, let me share this. In 2003, I was introduced to a book called The 1 Minute Millionaire, written by Mark Victor Hansen and Robert Allen. Actually, Robert Allen is from Canada. He's from here where I live, Alberta. And he and Mark Victor Hansen, of course, who was a co-author of the Chicken Soup books, they got together and they wrote a book called The 1 Minute Millionaire. I'd highly recommend that. It's on my recommended reading list for everybody. And in that book, on the left side are financial principles. On the right-hand side pages is a novel. And the novel is about a woman who lost her children. Her husband had been killed in a car accident, and his wealthy parents abducted the children. And in that story, the father-in-law says to her, "You bring me $1 million in 90 days, and you can have your kids back." And she did it. And this was a stay-at-home mom with no skills. So my advice is treat your business like you would treat your children. Your business is like a child. And so what would ever motivate us to save our children is the very same thing we should use to save our business. Treat your business like it's one of your kids. Because trust me, if there was never a greater motivator, Robbie, than to save our kids or our grandkids, can you think of a bigger motivator?
No, I think that's one of the best. I mean, we do anything for our family and kids, you know?
Right.
So
GSFE is one of your kids. Self-Worth the Missing Link is one of my kids. Make your business one of your kids. And then you'll always be motivated to take care of it, persist, fight, be the mother bear, go for the gutso. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's my advice.
Tell them again the best way for them to contact you. And then we have about 7 minutes left, and you could leave them with something, with words that you'd like to have them listen to.
Well, first of all, I want to thank you for the opportunity to be on the show. This is a real honor, and if Robbie Motter invites you to be on your show, say yes. Don't say, "Oh, I don't know, I'm too shy, blah, blah." Don't go there. Just say yes, because this is an amazing opportunity, and Robbie, thank you. The best way to contact me is my email, thelaurie, L-A-U-R-I-E, davisshow@gmail.com. You can phone me or text me at 780-566-2340. Or you can go into Facebook and look up the Laurie Davis Show Facebook page and message me there, or Laurie H. Davis, my personal page. So I'm easy to get a hold of. I do not have anybody screening my calls, or I personally answer all of my communication. I do not leave that in the hands of anybody else.
Laurie, tell them a little bit about your show. Your TV show is amazing, because we still have about 5 minutes.
Okay, perfect. Well, the Laurie Davis Show, I've been broadcasting for about 25 years. I started off as a little 3-minute gig on a golf show. And Robbie, I've never played a game of golf in my life. Ha! And I ended up on a golf show empowering and inspiring golfers. But from there, it just grew, radio shows, local shows, etc. But right now, I broadcast 5 days a week, 360tv.com. Two of those days, Monday and Friday, are pre-recorded shows, so you can go into that website and listen to all my shows. But Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I broadcast live. And we do everything from health and wellness, social issues. I've partnered with one of our GSFA sisters, Cara Maldonado. She and I do a show called The Virtual Viewpoint on Thursdays, and that's a panel of people who come on to discuss social issues predominantly. So, yeah, you can catch the show. Actually, Robbie, yesterday I took a half an hour on a Sunday and did a broadcast, and I read kids a story. I just took some really good kids' books that I've been introduced to and did a half an hour show for kids to come and listen to a story. So, yeah, we're out there. We're on the air, and you can get to the show through those same methods that I just shared.
And do you look for guests sometimes, or do you have just pick
guests? Absolutely. Yeah, because the purpose of the show is to promote others and their products and services. So if you're an author or you're a coach or you're a massage therapist, I don't really care what your situation is, and you'd like to promote yourself, please contact me, because I'm always looking for great guests, just like you, Robbie. Hey, we're always looking for wonderful people to promote.
That's true. Wow, this time has gone by so fast. Just let them know one more time how they can get in touch with you, and then our half hour is going to be over. I can't believe it.
My
goes by so fast.
God. Oh, I know. So just call me or text me at 780-566-2340. You can email me at thelauriedavisshow@gmail.com or check me out on Facebook, The Laurie Davis Show Facebook page. That's the best way.
Thank you. I learned a lot. I mean, I knew a lot about you, but I learned a lot today. And you want to just tell them about, you have about 3 minutes. Tell them about your new Canada GSFB show.
Oh, my
up.
Gosh. We're so excited, Robbie. And to have you as our guest speaker is a real honor. But we are going to be launching on February 25th at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time till 12:30. And we have a special celebration meeting planned. We're not going to do sort of a conventional meeting. My co-director, Angelique MacArthur in Toronto, she and I have an agenda ready. We've got entertainment lined up. We've got you lined up. Miss Angeline is going to be our MC. And we would just encourage any and all GSFE members to come and support us in our launch, especially if you have friends in Canada or you want to do business in Canada. This would be a network that you might want to be a part of.
Well, I think it's going to be an amazing network, and I'm so happy that you said I would like to do Canada, because I can't think of a better person. You and your co-director are going to be, and one of you is one end of Canada and the other is at the other end, so you should be able
That's
to
right.
capture all of Canada.
Well, we'll be international. We'll be international, my girl.
I know. I love it. I love it. Well, you know, we're global. We're the Global Society for Female Entrepreneurs. So
That's
you and
you
England
said.
Have helped us be global. I want to thank
That's
you
right.
so much, Lori, for being here today. It was wonderful. And to learn more about the 100 Shades of and your book, Ignite. What was the name of it?
Ignite the Entrepreneur.
Right. And how can they buy that book real quickly?
Amazon, you can get it on Amazon, Ignite the Entrepreneur. Yeah, go to Amazon.com, you can order it, Ignite the Entrepreneur.
Good. All right. Well, thank you so much. It was wonderful having you. And you've been listening to the Diva Strategies for Success, where we bring you amazing women like Lori Davis today, where we can learn. And don't forget about her 100 training courses. I've seen them. They're amazing. And we are out of time, so I want to thank you so much again for being here, and we will talk soon.
Robbie, thank you so much for the opportunity, and thank you to all of our listeners today. Thanks.
Bye now.
Bye.
That was wonderful.